American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that silently spreads. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 19 July 2016. And I would like to thank Mike Rivero for filling in for an hour for me yesterday. I was going to ask him to do 2 hours because he'd already done three, so add one to that. And if 2 plus 2 equals 4, or 3 plus 1 in this case, that equals 4. I didn't want the man to do 5 hours. At any rate, I appreciate him doing that. And what was the second hour that you played? Yeah, Ron McDonald wasn't on last Monday either. Well, that was a repeat. Are you sure? Okay. Well, so they, okay. All right. Ron McDonald, how are you?
Yes, I'm doing excellent. Beautiful day out here in California, though you're wishy-washy state, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
The real question is, how are you doing?
Well, let me put it to you this way. In my neighborhood, Monday, I was out in the driveway. And I had just picked something up. It was a plastic fender liner for my car. And I went to pick it up and to move it. I'm glad that nobody of this new Christian family across the street was there to witness what transpired. It felt like somebody had stabbed me in the back or shot me. It was such, and I know pain. Folks, I've had 8 or 9 busted ribs and cartilage torn from the rib cage and a scapula and a clavicle and a hole in my head. I hit a fence post on my motorcycle. It didn't fall down, but I sure as hell did. And I hit the fence post so hard it broke the scapula in my back. So I know what pain is. I've blown out anterior cruciate ligaments. I walked on that for a month or two, and that was a lot of fun. You'd be walking along, and all of a sudden your leg would give out, and you'd fall on the ground. I've had busted ankles, of which I've walked a mile or two on. So I know what pain is, but this was extra special. And all I did was arch my back and start yelling expletives. And I thought they were going to, if they were home or that somebody would have witnessed that, they would have performed an exorcism right on the spot.
Yeah. You know, it is like the most simplest things cause the greatest pain. It's like a paper cut. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just, you're not expecting that that type of result from something like that.
Well, you know, and today, I don't know how to explain this, but today I'm as nervous as a cat. Now, I can identify my fears and my foibles and my anxieties. Most of my anxieties come from running this network. Do I have enough money to pay the bills? Do I have enough money for payroll? You know, I mean, there's a million and one things to look at and always stay on top of. Generally, I know where the uneasiness comes from. Not this time. I have not been like this in my entire radio career. It's like the spidey sense is going off, and it's going, hey, wake up, wake up, wake up. But I generally know where my fears are coming from, and I address those. I don't know where this is coming from.
Now, this just occurred today, am I correct?
Yeah, well, it's been going on for the last 24 hours.
24 hours,
yeah.
Wow.
And I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at it. So what do I find here this morning? Executive order. Now, Obama signed this on July 1st of this year. And what is this? It's the United Nations allowed to use force on U.S. citizens. Now, let's put this in some sort of perspective. We had nightclub shooting in Florida. Okay. Our intel tells us that there was a man who was living right down the block from this. This was a training exercise. The street was blocked off. The tape went up long before 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, this was billed as a training exercise. We've not seen any bodies. We saw the FBI running around telling everybody, shut up, do not talk to the media. Basically, they clamped everything down and then went around collecting all the information up. And you and I, Ron, were talking earlier today, Boston bombing. And you don't hear them referring to the Boston bombing that much because, again, that was another false flag. And the dead giveaway on this one, and I'd seen all the video that was ever shot on this, people waiting for their cue to do what they're supposed to be doing while a camera is running. But the one that got me is the guy being carried down the street, and he had the bottom portion, I believe, of his left leg blown off, and he's conscious, and there's no blood.
Yeah.
You know, those sorts of Columbine. Stand down order for 3 hours while Dylan Klebold and the boys, the trench coat mafia, as they were lovingly referred to, went around and killing students and teachers. That was not supposed to be anymore. So what happens at the Pulse nightclub down in Orlando, Florida, vacation spot of the world, folks? They didn't go in. Supposedly the shots, the stuff started going on at about 2:15 in the morning. But nobody was going in. Everybody stood down for 3 hours. There wasn't anybody, they claim, that was killed until 5:15 in the morning, just when the SWAT team decided to go in. Now, folks, I want you to use your brain here for a second. You got dynamic entry SWAT-style stuff going on, but our little buddy in there, our little faggot buddy, excuse me, sorry, don't want to get too personal, but it is what it is. Then supposedly killed 49 people. Well, there might have been some friendly fire. Wait a minute here. It does not add up. The other one I would like to draw your attention to, and did you take the time, Ron, to look at that video, the one we were talking about earlier?
No, I didn't look at the video. I did read all the information, though.
The Sandy Dad hook.
Yeah.
Caught playing FBI in the Newtown hoax.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you here something, folks. David Wheeler and his wife are two actors, and supposedly they had a child killed at Sandy Hook. Well, they just didn't use him. He was on board. I wish you would have watched the video because it gave you much more information, Ron McDonald.
Okay.
This guy was being trucked around the country with lobbyists on Air Force One with Obama, which is a no-no anyhow. You don't cart lobbyists around on the presidential plane. But there was the one David Wheeler and his wife being carted all around so they could give her their testimony. He was also used as an actor at Sandy Hook as an FBI sniper or SWAT team member. And I'm looking at this over and over and over again. You know, I'm looking at scenarios. All of a sudden, well, I guess these radicalized FBI, Army veterans and Marine veterans have been radicalized to the point, well, they want to shoot cops in Dallas and down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You know, just Black Lives Matter pops up and demonstrations, and all of a sudden we got shooters shooting cops. Now, let me take this a step further to extrapolate out from this, Ron, because there's a problem here. Now, I'm being told that, well, you know, there was a lot of public outcry about the police using military equipment, MRAPs, grenade launchers, drones, you name it, other armored personnel type carriers. Ron, did you see any MRAPs being used in Dallas, Texas?
I didn't. Personally, I didn't.
Well, you didn't because there weren't any used. So they decided, rather than use an MRAP, it's mine-resistant. That's what the damn thing is. You can roll over explosives, and you stay alive. Now, I don't think they had any clearance problems with an MRAP. They could have drove that damn thing into that garage, assessed the situation point-blank, if you will, with the aggressor, even if he did have a bomb. All right, boom, you might have scratched the paint on your MRAP, but it was not used. What was not used down in Louisiana, Baton Rouge? They've got the same type of equipment. It's accessible to all these guys, but it's not being used. So now we've got the full-on narrative. I caught Sean Hannity, this piece of human detritus. God, I hate this guy. Well, you know, if you're a concealed weapon carry permit person, you know, if you get pulled over, keep your hands on the wheel. And you got to tell the cop that you're carrying. And let the cop reach into your back pocket to pull your wallet out. I'm listening to this crap and I'm going, you've outlived your usefulness as being a neocon conservative. Get the hell out of my life. Get the hell off of Fox. Disappear into some woodpile from whence you came, Sean Hannity. Because he's enforcing the thing that you're guilty of something until you are properly vetted and you're found to be innocent. That if we have a nervous cop that, well, you know, hey, officer, I'm concealed weapon carry permit. You know, and I start reaching for a wallet or something, and this guy gets a little nervous because he's had it pumped into his head about 19,000 different ways from Sunday that it's your job to be safe on the job. And if you feel threatened, shoot first and ask questions later. Well, unfortunately, the people they're shooting, they can't answer because they're in the frickin' morgue with a toe tag. But this whole exercise, Ron McDonald, is, well, we've got to cooperate more with the police. We've got to be at their beck and call. And anything that they ask for, you give them. These are our boys in blue. These guys are our heroes. Let's back up and digress here for a second. These guys, a couple of years ago, Ron, you remember the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act?
Yes, I do.
Okay, when that hit the streets, man, I'm telling you, the bunge factor here with the cops, it was over the top. The only thing you had to do, and I don't give a damn if it was state, county, a Texas Ranger, what they call their public safety, and that's a state police down here, a police state, depends on if you're dyslexic or you really know what the use is for. A county, it didn't matter who it was that I asked. They were like, yeah, we know about that. Well, during a routine traffic stop, and one of these things that you could possibly go to jail on and be locked up on maybe on a Friday night and not be able to see the judge till Monday morning. Well, if you're in one of their jails, the feds could sweep in. If you're on somebody's list of being marked as a terrorist, you don't get no lawyers, you don't get no phone calls, you get upped and disappeared. That was the problem with the NDAA, and these cops knew it. They're going, wait a minute, crap. You know, so if the public learns about this and we do a routine traffic stop, you know, what's the reaction of the public going to be? Because to tell you the truth, you know, the Keystone Corporate Coffer cops, they have their policy. You know, they're told when to impound your stuff and when to confiscate you, kidnap you off the street and put you in the hoosegow until you go up in front of the administrative judge for these egregious crimes against the state. We have a problem here. But the problem goes back further. I kept asking the question, Ron, on this very program, where is this stuff coming from? Why are these guys allowed to get away with what they're getting away with? You've seen video after video of questionable. Okay. at the very least, questionable shootings by the cops. We have one posted on the website right now where a cop is telling this guy that gets out of a car, throw your hands up, and he's got something in his hand. And for some whacked out, strange reason, the kid didn't throw it on the ground. Don't know what it was. The news reports didn't reveal it, but the cop thought it was a gun. It was not a gun. Before the cop could make that determination, the guy's hand was behind his back. And the cop told him, put your hands in the air, put your hands in the air. Well, he never saw a gun, but that didn't stop him from pumping a couple shots in him. And when the guy's on the ground, he's still barking orders at him, and he still didn't put his hand up, so he put three more rounds in him just to make sure I'm safe and I'm going to make it home for dinner tonight. Now, folks, I'm not for one moment saying that cops, from time to time, it's been described as hour upon hour of boredom with some adrenaline shooting moments of absolute chaos. That's what the routine of a cop is. I have known cops that have never had to pull their service weapon and show it, let alone shoot somebody, that spent their entire careers in uniform. And I'm not talking a 10-year, I'm talking 20 and 30 years that they never had to pull a gun and they never had to kill anybody. We've got a situation now, and the cops are cognizant of this. We had five cops killed in Dallas by one guy, or so the reports go. We have one guy down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. What did he kill? Three cops? Could you imagine if there was a radical group of people, and it's going to, and I'm not playing into their hands here when I'm making this statement, but if you've got a squadron size group of men that can move and groove and do what they've been taught to do in the military, how many cops do you think a squadron of men that have been trained in combat tactics, how many cops do you think they could kill before they themselves were killed? Here's your answer. A shipload of. Now, I've been watching and bending my ear here to the narrative to see what comes out of this. Well, all the MRAP stuff and military stuff, well, geez, you know, all these guys, they're, you know, they didn't use an MRAP in Dallas. No, they decided to use a robot with a block, one-pound block of C4 to go get the perp. Now we're moving into extraordinary measures because we got to get the guy. He's a threat. Well, I'm looking at this executive order, Ron McDonald, that was signed by Obama on July 1st. Have you read this?
Yes, I have. There's one word in there that frightens the hell out of me, and that's the term exercise. Ah. What does it mean?
Well, the United Nations military troops may soon arrive and see action on American soil following the United States' announcement of support for a set of principles that gives a green light for UN peacekeeping troops and police to use force to protect civilians in armed conflicts. The militarization of local police combined with the arrival of the United Nations military presence could mean big trouble for liberty and freedom right here in America. And before I continue any further, there have been a lot of fence sitters over the years that have looked at me point blank in my face and spake these words. Well, I ain't doing nothing until the blue beanies show up on the street corners of America. Well, guess what? U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told attendees at the important U.N. meeting that the United States was proud and humbled to be included in the new agenda and promised to follow up by 18 pledges. That was reported by Fox News. We'll get into the body of this, folks. I'm telling you, after 25 years, I can't identify where this is coming from, and I don't like going on air with just hunches or I got a feeling. But I have not felt like this in 25 years. Something is brewing here. Something big. Let's take the 3-minute break. We'll be right back. No reason to get
excited. My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I've got to take his call because he's got limited minutes and I wasn't done here. But go ahead, Obi. Obi in Colorado, go ahead.
Hi, John. I just wanted to comment on the police issue. The police don't seem to care one iota about your constitutional rights anymore.
That's because we don't have any. We're in an administrative democracy.
Right, and I understand that. And people are frustrated, and they're wrongly taking out their frustration on the police. I can understand why, but, you know, our real target needs to be the central banking system and the puppets that follow it.
Well, you shoot a half a dozen cops and see how much mileage you can get out of this with melding the perception with the populace, with the police, that we're one. Blue lives matter. Well, yeah, all lives matter. You know, but if you remember correctly, OB, it was 10, 15 years ago, the FBI was out telling all these cops that, oh, these militia guys are going to just make a false call and get you in a cul-de-sac and just murder you. No, and anybody that even came close to even saying anything like that, I contacted personally and I went, what the hell are you doing? If you're representing yourself being part of the militia in this country, why are you acting like an asshat right now? And this stuff dried up quickly, very, very quickly, and not a peep out of the militias for years. They didn't make these outrageous statements that were quoted and put online. But now we have a problem. Now we have radicalized ex-servicemen that now they just hate cops. I mean, these are guys that saw combat. And Obi, I'm with you on this part of this. What do these guys think that would accomplish by going out and shooting the cops? You know, that would...
They're not going to accomplish anything.
Well, no.
All they're going to do is inflame things worse.
You know, that was like in the Vietnam days when they didn't like the the Louis that came out of the shake and bake schools, and they were in Vietnam and they didn't know their butts from a hole in the ground issuing orders. You know, every once in a while there was a grenade rolled into their tent and the little Louis were no more. But
my uncle was in Vietnam and he told me a very similar story.
Yeah, but somebody that understands combat and they understand who is pulling the levers on this deal, you know, if you're in the military and you were part of blowing up anywhere from, and somebody, if somebody's got more factual numbers of how many people were killed in the Middle East, I sure would like to hear it, because minimally it's at 2 million. It could be as many as 16 million. Now, if they were part of that and they saw what the government was doing, where's your thinking that you're going to become radicalized and you're going to go out there and shoot a cop? Yeah. There's something very rotten here, Obi, in Denmark. Very, very rotten.
I think it's being trumped up on purpose, John.
I do as well. And now I'm reading this executive order, and I want to continue with this, Obi. I know you got limited minutes, and I told you I'll take your call when you call in. So I made an exception with you. I was right in the middle of this.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you, Obi. I appreciate it. The arrival of the United Nations requires federalization of police. Let me stop again. What did we just hear out of the Obama administration? What did we hear from some of their lackeys, Ron McDonald, that we should federalize the police now?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Let's all keep this in mind. In order to set up a global standard of law enforcement, Obama has pounced on the opportunity to exploit this recent shooting to push for federalization of local police forces. Now, what's really fascinating about this is the news media gave lip service for maybe a second about the fusion centers and melding the military with the local police. Oh, well, there's nothing going on. Move on. There's nothing really going on over there. Really? Houston, we got a problem here. Well, I'm in Round Rock, Texas, and I'm telling you right now we got a problem. I'm going to get into more of this UN stuff. I don't like the way this stuff is coming down, and something big is brewing.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Well, videos have been flooding the internet documenting United Nations military-like vehicles moving across America. Now, this wouldn't be the first time American politicians have attempted to sell their citizens out to the powers of the United Nations. The UN's first attempt to capture America, 2 years before I was born, 1951. In strange fashion, forces flying the flag of the United Nations began to occupy small towns and cities across the United States. Now, this was intended to test the will of the people and see if they would accept a UN kind of takeover, just showing up. The test failed and sparked controversy and concerns over a revolution in the making that would destroy any plot formulated by the Council on Foreign Relations and the United Nations. Keep in mind, CFR was founded in 1921. Along with what? League of Nations. Now, the UN forces were quickly met and much resistance and silently left occupied government buildings and removed their United Nations flags nationwide. Broadcaster Myron C. Fagan documented the secretive operation in the 60s, claiming the UN invasions, quote-unquote, were intended to be completely hush-hush. The mass media were very accommodating, and local newspapers and radio stations in the invaded cities were kept silent under order of the UN. However, in several of the cities, the local police refused to be captured. That caused quite an uproar. true only locally, but it threatened to spread nationwide, especially after the troops and officers assigned to the additional invasion units refused to serve. The alarmed plotters hastily halted all further invasion. Now, President Obama has signed an executive order that allows the U.S. military to use force against American citizens for the first time in history. The order was signed on July 1st of this year, entitled Executive Order, United States Policy on Pre- and Post-Strike Measures to Address Civilian Casualties in U.S. Operations Involving the Use of Force. Now, the order appears to have changed the rules of engagement between the military and ordinary U.S. citizens in an end-around on the Constitution. United States Policy of Pre- and Post-Strike Measures to Address Civilian Casualties in U.S. Operations Involving the Use of Force. Here's the executive order he signed. By authority vested in me as president by the Constitution. Ron, I don't think there's anything in the Constitution that says any damn thing about executive orders and skirting the Congress of the United States.
Nope, there is not anything in there on that.
Well, he's a liar and thief, I'm sorry, and chief again. President, by the constitutional laws of the United States of America, I hereby direct as follows. Section 1. Purpose. The United States policy on civilian casualties resulting from U.S. operations involving the use of force in armed conflict or in the exercise of the nation's inherent right of self-defense is based on our national interest, our values, and our legal obligations. As a nation, we are steadfastly committed to complying with our obligations under the law of armed conflict, including those that address the protection of civilians, such as the fundamental principles of necessity, humanity, distinction, and proportionality. The protection of civilians is fundamentally consistent with the effective, efficient, and decisive use of force in pursuit of U.S. national interest. Minimizing civilian casualties can further mission objectives, help maintain the support of partner governments and vulnerable populations, especially in the conduct of counterterrorism and counterinsurgency operations. What have you been hearing lately, folks? We got a counterterrorism, counterinsurgency. The airwaves are full of these clowns that have just popped out of these foundations to give their opinion. Well, it goes on to say, to help maintain the support of partner governments and vulnerable populations, especially in the conduct of counterterrorism and counterinsurgency operations, and enhance the legitimacy and the sustainability of U.S. operations critical to our national security. As a matter of policy, the United States therefore routinely imposes certain heightened policy standards that are more protective than the requirements of law of armed conflict that relate to the protection of civilians. Civilian casualties are tragic and at times unavoidable. Consequences of the use of force in situations of armed conflict or in the exercise of state inherent right of self-defense. The U.S. government shall maintain and promote best practices that reduce the likelihood of civilian casualties, take appropriate steps when such casualties occur, and draw lessons from our operations to further enhance the protection of civilians. Yeah, we're from the government, and we're here to help you. Section 2, Policy. In the furtherance of U.S. government efforts to protect civilians in U.S. operations involving the use of force in armed conflict or in the exercise of the nation's inherent right of self-defense, and with a view toward enhancing such efforts, relevant departments and agencies shall continue to make certain measures in present and future operations. In particular, relevant agencies shall, consistent with mission objectives and applicable law, including the law of armed conflict, train personnel commensurate with their responsibilities on compliance with legal obligations and policy guidance that address the protection of civilians and on the implementation of best practices that reduce the likelihood of civilian casualties, including those exercises, pre-deployment training, and simulations of complex operation environments that include civilians. Develop, acquire, and field intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance systems that, by enabling more accurate battle space awareness, continue to to the protection of civilians. Develop, acquire, and field weapons systems and other technological capabilities that further enable to discriminate the use of force in different operational contexts. Take feasible precautions in conducting attacks to reduce the likelihood of civilian casualties, such as providing warnings to the civilian population, unless the circumstances don't permit. Adjusting the timing of attacks, taking steps to ensure military objectives and civilians are clearly distinguished, and taking other measures appropriate to the circumstances. Conduct assessments that assist in the reduction of civilian casualties by identifying risk to civilians and evaluating efforts to reduce risk to civilians. Now, in addition to the responsibilities above, relevant agencies shall also, as appropriate and consistent with mission objectives, this is all, if you're getting the idea that the tenor of this is all military, you're absolutely right. In addition to the responsibilities above, relevant agencies shall also, as appropriate and consistent with mission objectives and applicable law, including the law of armed conflict, review or investigate incidents involving civilian casualties, including by considering relevant and credible information from all available sources, such as other agencies, partner governments, and non-governmental organizations, and take measures to mitigate the likelihood of future incidents of civilian casualties. Acknowledging U.S. government responsibility for civilian casualties and offer condolences, including ex gratia payments to civilians or injured to the families of civilians who are killed. Blind. Engage with foreign partners to share and learn best practices for reducing the likelihood and responding to civilian casualties, including through appropriate training and assistance. Maintain channels for engagement with the International Committee of the Red Cross and other non-governmental organizations. Should I read this whole damn thing, Ron?
No, but there's a point in there, and it's right in that section one, that frightens the heck out of me, because that's where the expanded jurisdiction is actually arises from. And it says, or in the exercise of the nation's inherent right of self-defense. Exercise, we all know what an exercise is if you've been in the military. It's a non-combat maneuvering of your either your men or your ships or whatever in the pursuit of strategies for war. So what it's saying right there is that even in the exercise of doing it on the land, that if there are, and it says, civilian casualties, they'll try and prevent as many as possible. Well, that says that they have now the right to go in there and do their battlegrounds right there on the U.S. territory, on the soil. That's frightening.
Well, it was frightening when I saw the fusion centers being set up. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, this was before Blue Lives Matter out there. The cops were getting shot. This is before the St. Louis thing. This was before anything. And what did we see? Well, we saw a buildup here. We saw the government taking these extraordinary steps of throwing out posse comitatus, okay, that has stood since the 1800s, that you are absolutely, for any reason whatsoever, prohibited from using the military as a police force or armed and using those soldiers for peacekeeping or anything else. Absolutely not allowed. We saw that relaxed with no fanfare. We saw these fusion centers going in years ago. It's no big deal. I had a Round Rock cop, a detective, roll in this place one day. Show me a badge that said FBI. I looked at him, I said, so which are you? He said, I'm both. Really? How the hell can you be both? How can you be a Round Rock police detective and be an FBI agent at the same time? That was clue number one, that no, this is more than just information sharing. They're melding the police right into this military outfit. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but I see something coming here. Now, everything that they've tried so far, whether it be, the shootings, all these horrible mass shootings Well, you mean like the one down at Virginia Tech where the guy had the opportunity to walk around on a campus and kill how many people unabated, not stopped? That sparked a controversy across the United States. Well, wait a minute. These higher learning centers, they're all vulnerable because they're gun-free zones, which means to a perpetrator with a weapon, whether it be a handgun or a freaking baseball bat, can go hither and yon and just kill as many people before we decide to stop him. And the obvious, and this has not worked, because people are out there right now, Ron, going, well, wait a minute. The FBI just said a couple of weeks ago that, well, this ISIS is operating in all 50 states of the Union. Kind of put the kibosh to the gun control effort, didn't it? So when the ne'er-do-wells out there, the technocrats or the communitarians, were out there saying, oh, we got to get the these violent incidences just have to stop and we need to take the guns. Well, you got all the laws on the books in Chicago, and that hasn't quieted the tribe down there. They're too busy out on the streets killing each other. So the idea is to take guns away from law-abiding people. And no matter what you have been told, that Second Amendment was placed there in case the government got a little owly on you and decided to overthrow this country, that we would have the means in which to protect ourselves from the government. This didn't have a damn thing to do with duck hunting or target shooting or anything else. That Second Amendment was put behind the First Amendment by the Founding Fathers for the express reason, if the First Amendment left town, you don't have to because you're there with your guns. Ron, holy crap, man.
Yeah, I hear you, John. Well, you can see what's happened, and it's been a long encroachment against the rights of the American people. To turn them from the most wealthiest people on the face of the earth to the peonage, and that's where we are right now. Whether anyone agrees or disagrees with me on this one point, we have been under martial law since we've lost our treasuries, since the gold has been abandoned in our government treasuries. We no longer have sovereignty. We are the peonage, and we are ran by the elitist, the banking cartels.
You said something else to me prior to today's program. When I asked you the question, you mean, Ron, you sitting out in your house right now, that's not private property? That's considered to be corporate property?
That's commercial property. That's the law of in perpetuity passed in the last quarter century of the 19th century. They changed the very nature of private land into commercial land throughout the entire United States. Well, they had been trying to do that. The aristocrats have been trying to do that since the start of this country.
Well, I'm just this wide-eyed, tinfoil hat-wearing Mach 3 with my hair on fire running down the streets of America. I'm just one of these lunatics that have been talking about these transgressions for a number of years. Now, whether it was, I was told one time that, you know, this really wasn't a plan. This is just a series of actions. And you've got to take, how is it told me specifically? I want to get this right. You've got to adopt the accidental view of history. There is no long-term plan here. These are just series of events that maybe or maybe not that somebody might take advantage of. And I'm thinking about this, and I'm going, what? Years ago, I had a number of people come at me, and they were government agents, I had no doubt, that were working on me real, real hard. I remember one particular instance. It was at a Dallas Expo that was being run by the Chittick brothers out of Utah years ago. I had two of these guys approach me out of nowhere, pretty much come straight to the point and just look at me and go, you know, you've got to adopt the attitude that, well, this is just a series of coincidences or circumstances not really connected. You've got to take the accidental view of history. Those exact words were spoken to me. And I just looked at both of them and I started to laugh. And when I started to laugh, they looked at each other without a word, turned on their heels and beat feet.
Yeah, all one has to do is read. There was a book. It's called The History of the Supreme Court of the United States. And Gustavs, I believe, is the author of it. Right in there, it tells of the aristocrats planning the estates of the United States to take the land, make sure that there was a class system in here, and that the estate systems that or the estates that they had would never be undone, and everyone else would have commercial land. It's right in there.
You know, in order for them to use the United Nations, there has to be a step or two that needs to be taken, because they couldn't justify using peacekeeping troops. And folks, I want you to take specific note of this. We have been using this gaming practice to commit war, and we call them police actions. There wasn't any war that was declared in the Middle East, and there was a very good reason for it. It is a United Nations operation. The same damn thing that Vietnam was, that Korea was, that the war in the Middle East was. There were no declared wars.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school? That's what
Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey there, John. You know that it all comes into play. Do you remember a while back you had on your website all those UN vehicles being shipped around on rail? Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. There you go. some well, of them but we've had, says, when is it going to happen?
Well, we've had this happen before. I mean, we have had pictures of UN vehicles. I can remember when I worked for N&W Railroad years ago, and one of the biggest switching yards in the world. I mean, there'd be trains being moved around at night, and these guys were given highball status. In other words, they were given clear track. We didn't switch any cars. They were just told, you highball that thing. They ran them in the dead of the night, and there was nothing but UN stuff on it. But that was more than 40 years ago. So we had seen this before. So when people tell me that, yeah, well, you know, we're seeing UN vehicles here and there, this has happened over and over again. And the only explanation I can come up with, Steve, is to get the population used to seeing these things. So it's no big deal. You know, but I've said this before, and I will say it again. This whole coalition force thing in the Middle East, that was a UN operation. We were the ringleader on this. We had other countries that joined us, England and Latvia, and, well, Poland, I think, sent five guys or whatever the case may be. It was more symbolic than anything else. That was our bailiwick to go in there and kill millions of Middle Easterners. But, you know, that, again, was UN operation. And what stands out about that, it was no declaration of war by our Congress. And President Bushy Jr., he made sure that, well, and this is extraordinary times, extraordinary circumstance. See, it takes too much time to go over the information. We need to have the right to operate quickly and without hindrance. And therefore, I can order to bomb anybody, any place, anytime, anywhere, for any damn reason I consider to be necessary.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
It's not kind of scary. No.
If taking over the world and just, you know, invading nation after nation, and this is out of hope. These are psychopaths.
We have come under assault after assault in this country. And Ron, you can testify to this more than anything else because you're one of these legal beagles. You have seen repeatedly systems just turned on their head and new operating policy and procedure. Not pursuant to the Constitution, mind you, but, it, you know, this is reasonable and extraordinary circumstance and time.
Right, and I could. And the thing was, is I remember getting a constitutional book from your representative. They used to pass them out free. And right in there, under the Commerce Clause, it actually stated that this clause is in effect right now, and most of the Constitution itself is suspended. That was in the Constitution that was passed out by representatives back in the early 60s. So go figure, where are we right now? What are we pursuing, or what government? I've often said that I believe we've had a hostile takeover as far as a corporation, and we just aren't, we're just not prepared to understand that principle, that when you have a corporation, it can be taken over by hostility, and that's where we are. That's honestly where we are.
Well, and how many times, guys, have you heard the use democracy, not only by the talking heads on the controlled media in this country, but by politicians themselves that swore an oath supposedly to the Constitution, not for the democracy for which it stands. We are a administrative legislative democracy now. As long as we can get 51% of the yahoos out there to agree with what we want to do, hey, new rules.
Well, you know, I would extend that to say that democracy also means those who are of great wealth controlling a country, because they have the largest vote in the country, don't they? And that would be a democracy. So I would say the banking cartel would be a democracy.
Well, and Steve, it's not. There's something going on, and I can't quite put my finger on it. The only thing I can do is sit and witness and digest what I am seeing right now, and to what eventual end it goes. Now, you know, we've said before that the most probable and the easiest thing to do would be for the bankers just to pull the plug on the banks and let the melee ensue. That would be the easiest thing to do, because then the government could go, hey, you know, it wasn't really our fault. And yeah, but all of these plans have been put into effect just sitting there on the shelf. not collecting dust, reviewed from time to time, added to. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, oh, no. No, please. Please.
I still think they're looking for that excuse to let everything collapse. I mean, you know, Russia right now is the evil devil. I mean, just in the last couple of days, they're now trying to